Music file sharing on the internet has not had an adverse effect on CD sales. That's the finding of a new study by researchers at the Harvard Business School and the University of North Carolina. Their research contradicts record industry assertions that unauthorized file sharing is the main reason for declining sales over the past few years. NPR's Felix Contreras has this report.
The new study was conducted by Harvard Business School professor Felix Oberholzer-Gee and University of North Carolina economics professor Coleman Strumpf. Oberholzer-Gee is not primarily interested in the music industry.
I'm studying situations in which it's hard for inventors or businesses to get a return on their investment because they can't be sure that what they invent or what they develop is not copied by others.
The music industry seemed to provide an interesting example. The researchers monitored a peer-to-peer file share network, or P2P, tracking downloads over the course of 17 weeks in the fall of 2002. They then compared that information with the number of CDs containing the downloaded songs that were actually sold.
When you look at which types of songs are most often downloaded, then you compare this to sales. You will find that the songs that are very popular in the file sharing community are the songs that are sold most often, are the albums that are sold most often. So this was maybe one of the surprising findings.
It contradicts the large body of research out there that clearly demonstrates the role of P2P services in the sales decline. There's many studies out there that say about 30 to 40% of the sales decline can be attributed to P2P services.
Jane Charnesky is Vice President of Consumer Research and Strategy for EMI Music. According to Nielsen SoundScan, which tracks retail sales, the number of CDs sold declined almost 9% in 2002 and more than 2% in 2003. While the industry numbers seem to be at odds with the results of the new study, Charnesky does acknowledge that the researchers are using a different method.
It's just looking at behavioral data or things that actually happen, whether it's sales or actual downloads. So they kind of position, that study's positioning itself as different from many of the others that are out there. And in that respect, it is.
That difference is key, said Harvard Business School's Oberholzer-Gee.
Most of what we know about the effects of file sharing on sales comes from surveys. And obviously, asking people is not the best way to get at the issue whether or not file sharing decreases sales, because one can never be sure whether people are telling the truth.
Felix Oberholzer-Gee says he's eager to see any empirical data that might contradict his study. The Recording Industry Association of America is preparing a response. Felix Contreras, NPR News, Washington.